This is a Fox News alert, a big Democrat pickup in the Senate. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Pennsylvania's open Senate seat has gone blue. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman beating Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Fetterman, who suffered a stroke days before the primary election in May, telling supporters in Braddock, Pennsylvania,
"I'm just so proud of the race that we ran. And, you know, this campaign has always been about fighting for everyone who's ever been knocked down that ever got back up."
This is a Democrat pickup in the race for control of the Senate. Fetterman will take the seat that had been held by Republican Pat Toomey, who retired. Democrats now claiming 48 Senate seats to 47 for the Republicans. With five Senate races still to be decided, Republicans would need to win four of those to take control of the upper chamber. One of those five is Georgia, where incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock is holding on to a slim lead over Republican Herschel Walker. With about 97% of the votes counted, the winner needs more than 50% of the votes cast to avoid a runoff election next month. In Arizona, with about half of the votes counted, incumbent Democrat Mark Kelly is leading Republican Blake Masters. Also still to be decided, the Senate races in Nevada, Wisconsin, and in Alaska. With 91 House seats still to be decided, Republicans need to win at least 28 of them to take control of the House. Democrats would need to win 64 to maintain their control. Some Republican disappointments in some of the governor's races. The Fox News Decision Desk projecting Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be challenger Tudor Dixon. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul projected to be elected to the job to which she ascended when former Governor Cuomo resigned in scandal, but challenger Republican Lee Zeldin not conceding.
So what's going to happen is that over the course of these next couple of hours, you're going to see the race continue to get closer and closer and closer and closer.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A big win for Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday. He beats Democrat challenger Beto O'Rourke.
I ran for the farmers and ranchers down here on the border who pleaded for a more secure border in the state of Texas. And I ran for the thousands of Texans who came up to me and they said, "Governor, just keep Texas."
And Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp has again beat Democrat challenger Stacey Abrams.
"This election proves that when Republicans stay focused on real-world solutions that put hard-working people first, we can win now, but also in the future, y'all."
History has been made in Arkansas, where former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has become the first woman elected governor.
"At the end of the day, this campaign was never about me. It was about each of you. It was about all of the people across the state of Arkansas, the people who showed up at our events, the people who made calls, the people who knocked doors, and frankly, even the people who did not vote for me."
A university in New York is cracking down on off-campus parties.
After a student reported being sexually assaulted over the weekend, along with four other recent reports of students being drugged off-campus, Cornell University is temporarily suspending all fraternity parties. All of the suspected assaults occurred at registered fraternities at the Ivy League school. Several victims say they became incapacitated despite consuming little or no alcohol. Police reports indicate the alleged victims believe they were exposed to Rohypnol, a date rape drug known as roofies. Police investigations are ongoing. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Turns out there was just one winning ticket sold in that massive Powerball jackpot that was supposed to be drawn Monday night but was delayed for more than 10 hours because of a technical problem with one of the participating lotteries. That winning ticket was sold northeast of Los Angeles. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.